it all back. A little CCR guitar music to make sure we're keeping you happy, keeping smiles on everybody's face. Here to answer any question you might have about house, home, castle, or cabin. I promised we'd get to Jack as soon as we got back. We're going to do that, welcome him into the conversation, and answer his question about Jack's home. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Ah, man. Super fantastic.
That's good. I have a double French door, and I'm trying to get that seal on that center strip on the stationary door, you know, that little overlap board that goes over, and then you just put a strip to it so where the active door seals onto it.
You know, Stan, you've probably never seen me do this, but the best weather stripping I've ever seen for double French doors is just duct tape the whole thing closed.
They have duct tape in the designs now, too. Camouflage.
You know, you're after 42 years that, you never stop learning in this business, do you?
That you are probably trying, am I kidding him and telling him, he's probably trying to weather strip the hardest joint that there is to weather
there
strip.
There are so many flex points to that assembly that can take that thing out of whack. Is that weather stripping that you have, is that the kerfed in what's called Kulon foam weather stripping?
It's just that, you know, there's just a piece of flat stock that goes on the fixed panel that overlaps about a quarter of an inch.
The T-astrical, right.
And it just glues on. It was never stapled on there because that board is only about a half inch thick, not even.
Right.
Should I get a wider board?
You could.
There's more. What you want.
That looks better than duct tape, but not a lot.
But not a lot. How old is the door, Jack?
30 some years.
Okay. Yeah. The dilemma, Jack, is for that joint, and I don't know how critical eye you're putting on this, but I will tell you, if Stan put his critical eye on any pair of French doors weather stripping at the T-astrical, if it wasn't a completely manufactured unit at the plant that came completely installed in one piece, we're going to find problems with the weather strip.
Even at that.
Yeah.
Even from a factory installed weather strip, you know, standpoint, there are still... That's one of the most difficult doors to weather strip that there is. There's always going to be some sunlight shining through somewhere.
It's not pretty.
No.
But you can buy that foam weather stripping
right. That
has the peel back stick to it, lay it right along the inside edge of the T-astrical, and at the top of the door, it may only need to be an eighth inch thick, and at the bottom of the door, it may need to be an inch and an eighth.
Or, there's also that aluminum extrusion that has the little felt strip crimp to it.
Yeah.
You know, that you can use, and there's, you know, screw slots in that stuff, you know, that allow you to, attach that to the jamb and, you know, meet the door, and, you know, as the door fluctuates in and out. It's just a catch-as-catch-can, Jack, in that particular situation.
And the fact that it's a 30-year-old wood French door can help him and can hurt him. It can help him if he's kept the door in good shape. It's probably shrunk and expanded as many times as it's going to. They tend to stabilize after 30 years.
After a while, yeah.
But if they haven't been well maintained and the pores are open and they've been absorbing humidity and swelling every monsoon season, drying out every December and January, it's going to be nigh onto impossible. The self-stick, foamy weather stripping is probably your best bet when you...
Short of replacing the
when
door.
You weigh in aesthetics. I still like my idea of the duct tape.
How about egress and ingress with a duct tape? Does that become a problem?
The door becomes a fixed window. Does at it? That point. The egress is on the other side of the room.
I see. Okay.
All right, folks. We're broadcasting live. It's Rosie on the House with the Maricopa County Fairgrounds for the Maricopa Home and Garden Show. Now, we're going to be here all day. We're actually going to be here all day tomorrow as well. And we're going to be doing stage demonstrations. Would appreciate if y'all get down here and stay tuned. They're going to be at 2 and 3 o'clock. The Rosie on the House booth is all set up, and we're going to be doing a prize wheel. We've got the Rosie on the House recyclable canvas shopping bags for you. They're the nice big size. So you can carry a lot of stuff. It's the equivalent of a shopping trip for the Romeros. It's not one of these little dainty things. It's a real haul and bag.
I had a gentleman stop by yesterday who said he can get 6 bags of Walmart food in that red bag, just so you know.
All right, good.
Well, have you tested this in the garden yet?
No.
No, not yet? No,
that's a good idea.
For hauling produce in and out? Or
yeah.
There you go.
Or dirt. I don't know.
Maybe for that dirt you're going to buy this week.
That's
while
right. That's right.
I'm going to ask that everyone that is on hold right now, Brian, Karen, Eric, and Chris, if y'all just hold on, we're going to need to take a little break here for bottom top of the hour news. We come back at 10 o'clock, I promise. We'll get to a tip or two on projects you can tackle around your house yourself, and we'll get through these callers as quick as possible. Go ahead and put your phones down. Go ahead and pour yourself a nice big old tall glass of Arizona Sun tea. Put a little sprig of mint in there, maybe a half a tablespoon of sugar. Sit down, relax, listen to the music, get caught up on the news, and stay tuned, and don't get scared, because Rosie on the House, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 25 years. We'll be right back after this.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.